Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Red Sox, Bruins, Patriots, Celtics. Talk about them all now with Danny Picard. 24-7 New England sports continues, so let's get it going. Here's Danny Picard on the WEEI Sports Radio Network.
All right, final hour of the show. I'm here till 7 o'clock, taking your phone calls, 617-779-7937, 617-779-7937. Something that I did not put in the trending now, which you might be interested in knowing. Eduardo Rodriguez pitched in AAA Pawtucket today. Gave you 6 1/3 innings, 6 hits, only allowed 1 run, didn't walk anybody, and struck out 7. Again, Eduardo Rodriguez, 6 1/3 innings, 6 hits, 1 run, no walks, 7 strikeouts. Rodriguez threw 95 pitches, 61 for strikes. So that's a lot better than his previous outing, right? His previous outing was no good. So this is a major improvement. However, you know, I'll say the same thing that I said about David Price's terrible minor league rehab starts, and how I usually look at these things is that I'm not going to overreact to a great performance or even a terrible performance, because sometimes these guys are down there working on specific things, and sometimes they're just, especially when it comes to an injury, they're just looking to see how they're going to feel the next day, right? That's what it could be all about. So, but it's good to see when a guy does have some success. But I think with Eduardo Rodriguez, one thing we saw last year when he returned from the knee was you had the situation, maybe he was tipping pitches. I think a lot of Eduardo Rodriguez's return last year had to do with his mindset and his mentality and what was going on between the ears, and maybe he didn't feel as comfortable with that knee. So we'll see how he reacts on a major league mound when he gets back on one. But with a start like this, you do expect that to be sooner rather than later. The Red Sox now at the All-Star break. They are in first place. You got the home run derby tomorrow. You got the All-Star game Tuesday night. Red Sox-Yankees begin a four-game series on Friday night at Fenway. So that should be interesting. We'll see what they do with the rotation, especially if they're going to add Eduardo Rodriguez to it. But outside of the Red Sox, we opened his Red Sox review over an hour ago. In this final hour, I would like to stick with some Celtics, because I do think they are still a major story in this town with the moves that they've made. We just talked about Avery Bradley, him being traded to Detroit. How I told you, I think that was a good move. It was the right move. The Gordon Hayward signing, you know, that's a nice improvement. That's a big-time improvement for the Celtics team that was looking for that other guy that could shoot from the outside, who could score the basketball outside of Isaiah Thomas. They signed this kid Baines today, 6'10", center, formerly of the Detroit Pistons. Played a couple years before that with San Antonio. So, you know, that's just, to me, that's depth. That's big man depth. You lost a couple big bodies. I don't think we're calling Olynyk a big man, but he was a big body. Amir Johnson, you know, you could make the argument that while he was a big body, he wasn't necessarily a big man either. I thought Amir Johnson was extremely useless down the stretch. He had that one game in the playoffs where it was like, oh, he got the message, getting put on the bench. But other than that, Amir Johnson was tough to watch. Being that big and just, you know, not playing physically the way I thought he should have been attempting to. I just thought that was extremely disappointing at times. And that's why you saw Gerald Green in the starting lineup in moments in the playoffs. So I think the Baines thing is adept, big body. When you lost a couple big bodies, the biggest stories are the Gordon Hayward signing. And, of course, the move that you had to make after that to clear the salary to give him the max contract, the Avery Bradley trade to Detroit. And now, we're listening to Isaiah Thomas. And, you know, it's funny because what Isaiah Thomas gave you the other night, what was it? When did he give this? Two nights ago, Friday night at the Summer League. He was talking to A'Sherrod Blakely for Comcast Sportsnet. And, you know, he gives the Brinks truck quote. He brings that up again. He talks about how they know I'm a Max. He says they know I'm a Max player. You know, I better back up that Brinks truck. They know that. It had a deja vu feel, right? Well, that's because a year ago, at this exact time at the Summer League, to the same guy, A'Sherrod Blakely, for Comcast Sportsnet, Isaiah Thomas said the same thing, had the same quote. And were they, you know, standing in the same spot of the same building? I have no idea. But it was the Summer League. It was around July 7th, 8th, 9th. And it was about the Brinks truck. It was about Isaiah Thomas's impending free agency after this coming season. So 2 years in a row now, at the same exact time at the NBA Summer League, to the same exact reporter, Isaiah Thomas is talking about how he's a max guy and the Celtics need to pay him as such. He said it last year after they had given a max deal to Al Horford at the age of 30 years old. Horford's 31 now, but he was 30 when they signed him to a four-year, $113 million deal. What's that, about $28.5 million per season, if my math is correct? And the reason my math is so quick with that is because I just wrote a column for tomorrow's Boston Metro on this. And the point of my column is Isaiah Thomas is calling for the Brinks truck, and rightfully so, because the Celtics are backing it up for everybody else. They backed it up for Al Horford last year, and now this year they backed it up for Gordon Hayward. 4 years, what was it, $128 million? Is that $32 million a season?
Hayward?
Horford's $28.5 million
yes.
a season. Hayward, the max this year, is 32.
Yes.
Right?
Correct.
So if you're Isaiah Thomas, put yourself in Isaiah Thomas's shoes. Now, I know people are going to have the debate with Isaiah Thomas. Is he a max guy? Is he not a max guy? I don't know that that debate is ever going to end. I don't know that it's going to end. When people get so caught up in his size, it's baffling to me. I don't understand it, but I do know that people are going to continue to debate that. What side am I on? I'm on the side of Isaiah Thomas is a max contract guy. I think he deserves one. If for no other reason is that they've given max contracts to guys who aren't even Celtics. Al Horford coming from the Hawks. Gordon Hayward coming from the Utah Jazz. What have those guys ever won? And I think if you're Isaiah Thomas, what have they done for the Celtics? Right? Isaiah is going to get paid next. If he does, let's say they get to the point where he is going to be a free agent, right? Somebody's going to back up the Brinks truck. Right? Somebody's going to do it. And if you want to keep having a debate whether he's a max guy or not, I got news for you. Somebody out there in the NBA thinks that he is and will give him that. So he knows he's going to get it. And if you're Isaiah Thomas and you know you're going to get that and you'd like to stay in Boston, don't you think that when you look at the money that's been given to Gordon Hayward and you look at the money that's been given to Al Horford, don't you feel like, wouldn't you feel like you deserve the Celtics to also give you that money? I know I would. So I don't think he's crazy. I don't think he's nuts. And you can debate all you want whether you personally think Isaiah Thomas is a max contract guy or not. What I don't think is up for debate is that the Celtics owe him a max contract based on the max contracts they've given to guys like, and you know, I'm going to be careful because I want to praise Isaiah Thomas more than I want to knock these other two. But Gordon Hayward, what was he averaging? 21 points a game last year. That was a career high. Al Horford, you know, he's not somebody who's going to come close to leading the league in scoring. Certainly an important piece. But you gave him the max contract because he was going to get it somewhere. He was going to get it somewhere else. and you wanted to win that battle. And also you were trying to get Kevin Durant at the time, right? So you bring in Horford, and then you bring in Hayward. And if you're Isaiah Thomas, you're looking at it going, I just finished third in the league in scoring in the NBA behind James Harden and Russell Westbrook. Okay? Third in the league in scoring. That's what I finished. You know, there does come a time where if you're Isaiah Thomas, your pride does get in the way of what other people in this town might perceive to be a fair deal for the Celtics and Isaiah Thomas based on what you think Thomas is. To be honest, I don't care what you think Thomas is and what type of contract he deserves, but when you look at what the Celtics have been doing, you're telling me that based on the Horford signing and the Hayward signing, they don't owe Isaiah Thomas a max contract? How could you possibly make that case? And if you're going by age, Al Horford he's 31 now. He was 30 years old. You know, Isaiah Thomas is going to be, he's 28. Turned 28 in February. So if you do sign him, he'll be a 29-year-old next season. Still younger than Al Horford. I just think that Isaiah Thomas doesn't have to look at any other contracts around the league. He doesn't. I think Isaiah Thomas just needs to look at his own organization and say, wait a minute, guys. You gave Al Horford a max contract, and then you gave Gordon Hayward a max contract. And here I am, sitting here, third in the league in scoring in the NBA. And oh yeah, maybe the biggest leverage point that I think Isaiah Thomas has when he's talking to the Celtics is that without him, without Isaiah Thomas, they don't get Al Horford. Without Isaiah Thomas, they don't have 53 wins this past season. You know how many wins they have without Isaiah? 30, which doesn't get in the playoffs. Maybe they have less than 30, to be quite honest with you. They might not even be swapping out the Brooklyn pick. They might have just used theirs at number 3 overall. Without Isaiah Thomas, they wouldn't have had 53 wins. They wouldn't have been in the Eastern Conference Finals. And I get news for you. Because of that, they would have... Without Isaiah Thomas, the Celtics would also not have Gordon Hayward. I don't care what the relationship is between Hayward and Brad Stevens. Stevens getting a lot of credit for that signing, as he should. As he absolutely should. There's a relationship there that cannot be denied going back to their days at Butler. However, Gordon Hayward is not leaving Utah if the Celtics are a 30-win team. Gordon Hayward might go to Miami if that's the case. He might even just stay in Utah. So if you're Isaiah Thomas, not only are you looking at your own stats and pointing those out to the Celtics and looking at the numbers that you've given Horford and Hayward, you're also saying, hey, guys, without me, you don't have Horford. Somebody else was going to give him money. I recruited him. Don't you remember that? I was at the All-Star game talking to Al Horford. He was asking me about Boston. I said all the right things. But I helped this team win. Without that, you're not getting these guys. Boston is not a destination if you're not winning. If we're not winning. So if you're Isaiah Thomas, you're going into the negotiation room saying, without me, you don't get Horford. You don't have 53 wins this season without me. You don't get Hayward either. You don't get either of these guys. And then what are you doing? So the Celtics do owe a max contract to Isaiah Thomas, in my opinion, for those reasons alone. Okay? My column for the Metro, I kind of gave Isaiah Thomas the nickname. So he's not the truth. He's not the answer. He's not the process. He's the reason. Isaiah Thomas is the reason you got Al Horford. Isaiah Thomas is the reason you had 53 wins and went to the Eastern Conference Finals. Isaiah Thomas is the reason you signed Gordon Hayward. And Isaiah Thomas's presence is the reason you should also give him a max contract and perhaps take that Brinks truck right up to his front door.
I mean, my time's coming. They know they got to bring Brinks truck out. They know that.
They do know that. And I get news for the Celtics. If they don't, somebody else will. 617-779-7937. 617-779-7937. Let's get to some more calls. Tony in Long Meadow. What's up, Tony?
How we doing, Johnny? I want to.
This is Danny, but what's up, Tony?
I'm good. I want to talk about Gordon Hayward, what he needs to do to get us over the hump and beat the Cavaliers in the playoffs and get us into that finals.
I mean, you're going to have to bring me to the Eastern Conference Finals. You want me to play the imagination game in my head where I'm putting scenarios in? I don't know who's healthy. I don't know what the team looks like. Who's got home court advantage? I mean, it's simple. Hit shots. You know? I mean, is that too simple for you? Isaiah Thomas, when he was either doubled or he was out of the game, or you saw it when he was hurt. You know, they needed somebody to step up and be that guy. I think that's where we're going to find out a lot about Gordon Hayward. Right? We're going to find out a lot about him. Because it's one thing to have a career year in Utah, to be 27 years old, to get a max contract, be an up-and-coming stud, so they're telling me. Be a nice basketball player with a great shot. I mean, it's another thing to do it in Boston. I firmly believe that. So let's see how it works out. I don't know. I obviously like the signing. I do think we talked so much about Gordon Hayward over the last calendar year that, you know, I do think we maybe set the bar a little too high on him. I honestly believe that. I think we turned him into somebody maybe he's not. But what he is that guy that you're looking at to hit the big shots. And you're also looking at him and Jaylen Brown, too. I mean, I'm looking at Jaylen Brown to have a huge season. I'm looking at Jaylen Brown in the starting lineup with Hayward, with Isaiah Thomas. And Tatum, coming off the bench, you know, Tatum, maybe starting lineup next year. That's the way this thing should be playing out. But with regards to Hayward, let's see how it works. But you're paying him for it to work. But I can't give you the scenario in the Eastern Conference Finals like next year. Let's play the Summer League game tonight against the Portland Trailblazers, shall we?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.